Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am on the phone with Mansa Musa from moneysmartlife.org. That means it's Take Control Tuesday. Mansa, we've been revisiting home buying, and a couple of weeks ago, you talked about the Clue Report and how we needed to get a clue. So today, we're going to dive a little deeper.
Absolutely. Now, the Clue Report is kind of what I call your second credit report. It is the combined liability underwriters exchange. So it's the insurance company, the information they collect. And you want to get a copy of this because, Randy, when I got my Clue report, it was 102 pages.
What?
The amount of information they collect on you is unreal. My wife's was 70 pages. Let's go through. There are 10 sections to the Clue report. The first thing I want them to do is go to moneysmartlife.org. Right at the top of the homepage, we've got a link that'll take you directly to the LexisNexis website that'll allow you to order your own Clue report. Now, here's the things that are on your Clue report. Section one is your identification records. This is any time anybody's put your name into any kind of system. Randy, there were names in there that were me connected to the right address and stuff, but people had misspelled and everything.
Wow.
So everything's in there. Number two, your address characteristic records. Any addresses associated with your name are in there. Number three section is phone records. Section four is your business association records. Section five is your professional licensing records. For me, it was real estate, but for somebody else, it might be cosmetology or whatever. Here's one that I know will interest you personally, Randy. Section six is your online marketing records.
Whoa.
Anything you signed up for anything, it's on there. But more importantly, I had 46 records, Randy, and only 10 of them were mine. Once again, as we go through this series, I'll go through the dispute process and all of that. Section 7 is your property deed records. Section 8 is your property assessor records. Section 9 is your insurance policy records, broken up into two subsections. Number A is your automobile insurance history, and B is your property insurance. Finally, Section 10 is your motor vehicle record. So any kind of tickets or anything like that will be there associated with your driver's license. I encourage people to get a copy of this Clue report. You know, managing your data is part of living a money smart life.
Yeah.
And you got to know what's out there. You're entitled to this. So you want to get your Clue report. Once again, go to moneysmartlife.org. Right to the homepage, click the button, fill out the form, and get the process started. But Randy, it's so important, and I'm telling you, it was astonishing to me when I opened my report that it was 102 pages.
That is incredible, and I'm ready to get a clue, so I'm going to do that today.
Get a clue. Amen. Get a clue.